I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Recently, my bride and I stumbled on a fantastic used bookstore in Eastern Texas. The owner estimated he had over 100,000 books in his shop and perhaps an equal number in a nearby warehouse. To say this was a treasure trove of collectible books could not be over-exaggerated. We only had time for a short visit, but we walked away with about 60 books. Something like this rarely happens. One of our purchases was a small book titled Wonder Tales. This slim volume was about 6.5 by 5 inches, and it contained 6 French fairy tales. In the first story, The White Cat, by Marie Catherine D'Aulnoy and translated by John Ashbery, is my clear favorite. It tells the story of a king with 3 sons. He wants to retire, but he also wants to test the young men to see who was the most fit to take over the kingdom. The first test requires each of the sons to find the cutest puppy. They have a year to return and have their choices offered to the king. The youngest son is perplexed about the test. He stumbles on a castle ruled by cats. Ashbery writes, "The prince spent this year doing what he had done in the preceding ones, that is to say, in hunting, fishing, and gaming, for the white cat was an excellent chess player. From time to time, he couldn't resist plying her with new questions so as to know by what miracle she was able to speak. He asked her if she was a fairy or whether someone had transformed her into a cat, but she never said anything but what she wished to say, neither did she answer anything but what she wished to answer, which were random words signifying nothing, so that he had no trouble concluding that she didn't choose to share her secrets with him." This is a long but absorbing story with quite a wonderful ending. My next favorite tale is The Great Green Worm, also by Marie Catherine D'Aulnoy and translated by A.S. Byatt. She writes, "There was once a great queen who gave birth to 2 daughters and immediately invited 12 neighboring fairies to visit and to make gifts to the little girls, as was the custom in those days, a very good custom, since the power of the fairy set to rights almost everything that nature had spoiled, although sometimes, it must be admitted, this power spoiled what nature had made perfectly well. This tale reminds me of the Greek myth of Dis, who was not invited to a banquet of other deities. Because she was not invited, she tossed a golden apple into the middle of the table and said, 'Only the most beautiful among you can possess this golden apple.' A squabble among Athena, Hera, and Aphrodite caused an uproar." Another tale of interest is The Subtle Princess by Marie-Jean Lheritier de Vélindon, translated by Gilbert Adair. This tale resembles Rapunzel of the Golden Hair, except that 3 princes were confined to a tower. If you love fairy tales and have become quite acquainted with the Grimm brothers, Marina Warner's Wonder Tales will more than fill your appetite for knights and ladies, princesses and princes. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.